We're going to bring in another guest here. Susana Guerrero is a food reporter with SF Gate. Welcome, Susana.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you wrote a story which got a ton of readers, and it was about an empanada restaurant attached to a gas station. Why did people get, you think, so excited about this particular story and this particular restaurant?
Yeah, definitely. So Venoma is an Argentinian restaurant that specializes in empanadas. They also sell canasitas, which is an open-face empanada. And it's in Rohnert Park. It's connected to a Shell gas station. And I think people were interested in this story because it's such a unique concept, right? So in Rohnert Park, the area where this restaurant's located, there's quite a few fast food restaurant chains. You have an In-N-Out and a Chick-fil-A, and then you have this restaurant that sells a very unique product, and it's gourmet. And I think that's what sort of attracted readers and to this restaurant specifically.
Well, and it also, right, was on the very top of Yelp's list of 100 most popular restaurants. So I can't remember exactly what their rubric precisely was, this Yelp list, but it was at the very top, right?
That's right. Yeah, they ranked number one out of 100 Bay Area restaurants.
Well, that's interesting. Luke, what did you think of that list? I was just curious. Like, I actually been meaning to ask you this. If you feel like the Yelp list is, what do you think?
You know, I think like a lot of food writers, or just people in general, I have a sort of love-hate relationship with Yelp. You know, with sort of the ethics of how, you know, like some of their systems work and sort of like what reviews get highlighted and what don't. So I have mixed feelings about Yelp, but I do think it is a useful tool, you know, and I think particularly for finding places like this, it can be very useful because I think what you find is that for places like this, like the genre of restaurant that we're talking about, what you'll find is that these places on Yelp will have like a very low number of very, very, very enthusiastic reviews, you know? So it's not like you're not going to have like 20,000 people writing reviews of this like gas station barbecue or whatever, but you'll have like 30 people who are like, this is the best thing that I've ever found in my life. And so if you sort of sort through it in that way and kind of use that sort of lens, you can a lot of times find some pretty unique things because the thing about it is like, if it exists, you'll probably be able to find it on Yelp. Like someone will have posted a review somewhere.
Yeah. Susana, are there other places for you that fit the description that we're talking about here of the kind of the gem in an unusual location?
Sure. And I apologize. I jumped in a little bit late. So if this restaurant was already mentioned, then my apologies. But something that also came to mind, and this restaurant's a little bit more mainstream, but I thought of Dad's Luncheonette in Half Moon Bay. It's located in a historical train caboose. And I think that is quite unique in the Bay Area. So, and it's also very special. So that stood out to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I mean, is there anything people should know about going to Venoma before we let you go?
Sure. So it's a great product. The owner has been making these empanadas for about 20 years or so, and they are great because they're small and you can have multiple in a few bites. You can move on. He makes traditional, he makes non-traditional options. I highly recommend the plum and bacon canasita. That was my absolute favorite. And yeah, I think it's a great restaurant to go to, especially if you're on your way to Sonoma County, to wine country rather. And it's just great. It's convenient and it's a perfect product to take to go.
That's great. Thank you so much, Susana Guerrero with SF Gate food reporter. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.